You have been waiting almost two decades. So have they. The Jags punched their playoff ticket weeks ago. The Bills had to wait until the final minute of the NFL regular season.
Touchdown! Remarkable!
Jacksonville, it's playoff time. It's playoff week. The wait is finally over.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Every one of those teams has overcome something during the year and has earned the right to be here. Every one of those teams is dangerous, and it comes down to how you perform on that Sunday.
The second season about to begin for the Jacksonville Jaguars for the first time in a decade. The Jags are in the playoffs. It is playoff week here in Jacksonville, Florida, and Saxonville ready to do some damage against the Buffalo Bills. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Brent Martineau, along with Jeff Loggeman at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale on a chilly day in Jacksonville. Certainly feels like football weather. It was chilly in Nashville, too, and not the
record. It was record for Tennessee. It was, I think, 16 degree wind chill.
Oh, man.
23 degree air temperature at kickoff. That is a record for the Tennessee Titans.
And they lost the game. Two in a row to end the season, the regular season. Does that concern you as much as it concerns some Jags fans?
No, it doesn't. The thing that I was encouraged to see in Tennessee is that the defense played very well, but the offense has to get back. Now, offense and special teams has to get back to protecting the football. That's the biggest thing with this football team going into the playoffs. You know, once you get into the playoffs, Brent, there's something that I call the magnification of turnovers. And what happens in the playoffs is when you turn the ball over, it's almost like twofold in the playoff because of the bigness of the moment.
No doubt. It depends on wins and losses if you hold on to that football. Let's check out the particulars in this football game coming up. Wild card weekend, of course. It'll be 1 o'clock on CBS 47 on Sunday. And that's a big deal to the players because they keep their normal routine. Of course, it's against the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are feeling good, too, because they end a 17-year playoff drought. And this will be the first home game in Jacksonville in 18 years. If you don't think this is a big deal in these two cities, Buffalo and Jacksonville,
try to get the ticket.
It is the hottest ticket on wild card weekend in the NFL.
I think it's about four times the value of all the other playoff games as far as what it's selling for on the secondary market.
How about that? Calais Campbell, welcome everybody to the mayor of Saxonville. I've got to share this with you. We were in the locker room yesterday, and I'm telling you, Calais could have played Monday night football after playing Sunday afternoon football. You're fired up for this week.
Yeah, something about the playoffs that makes your body feel a little bit better.
Well, it should make you feel better because you know what? This is the time of year, and I've always said this when I was a player, going back a long time ago. You get paid for the regular season. You don't have to get paid to play in playoff football.
True.
This is something that you would do for free as a player.
I agree with you 100%. You know, I literally play in the postseason for no money at all. Now, they do pay us, but it's definitely a big pay cut, really.
Hey, we're going to welcome Marcel Darius into the fold as well. So everybody here, give him a big round of applause because the Buffalo Bills are coming to town. Of course, Marcel's former team. What have you seen on tape so far, Calais, about this Buffalo Bills football team?
You know, they have an incredible, strong run game. You know, the quarterback is very dynamic, can beat you multiple ways. You know, they have some receivers that can go up and get the ball. You know, I mean, they're in the playoffs for a reason. It's going to be a tough matchup.
Speaking of getting paid.
I
wow,
like
look
you.
At the shirt. I mean, Marcel Darius, I like the look. How about going against your former team?
Oh, man, it's a crazy opportunity. It's just ironic how it happened. So I'm excited. I'm happy. But Calais asked me to come a second round, so I had to make sure I bring my money suit sit next to the money man. I'm just trying to enjoy myself.
Boy, talk about being able to get a scouting report from the offensive lineman. This guy right here might be able to get one.
Yeah, I'm really hoping he shows up to be a true asset this week for sure, man. I need a snap count. I need, you know, tendencies. I need it all.
Hey, hit below the belt, Calais. All right. But yeah, we're gonna I'm gonna be good help this week.
Yeah, Marcel,
you always handle business. I'm just giving you a hard time. Though. There's no doubt about it. You played incredible since you've been here, man. I appreciate playing.
I'm just happy, man. I'm just still messing with you.
You might have a little extra motivation this week. The Bills traded you away for a 6th-round draft pick. How fired up will you be on Sunday to play against your former club?
I'm just excited, man. I'm excited. We'll see Sunday.
I don't think he's giving any bulletin board material.
No. And I think I appreciate it, Brent, that you wouldn't keep dwelling on that question with him, you know, because, I mean, you don't want to get anybody in trouble here. But, you know, the reality is that, look, when you play your former team in the playoffs, you want to play well. But at the end of the day, it's about advancing. It's about punching the ticket to that next step, because we all know where the last step ends up. And that is a Super Bowl appearance.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't want to be at home next week, man. I want to keep it going. So we got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I'm happy for them, but I'd rather for them to be watching us as we advance. So that's just moving forward, you know.
No doubt about that. The winner will get Pittsburgh the following weekend. Calais, talk about playoff experience. How valuable is it? Not a lot of guys in this locker room have gone to the playoffs. You obviously have played in a Super Bowl. Malik Jackson has won a Super Bowl. What are you telling the guys this week?
Yeah, having experience is crucial. But at the end of the day, I think as long as we just continue doing what we've been doing that got us here, don't try to do too much and just, you know, stay disciplined and do our job, we'll be just fine. You know, a lot of guys want to go out and do more. You know, now it's playoff time, we have to do more. Now just play loose, have fun, and let the game come to you.
You guys had, you mentioned earlier, Clay, about LeSean McCoy, Tyrod Taylor. And holy cow, Marcel, you got a chance, front row seat, to watch some of the things that Tyrod Taylor can do as a quarterback. A guy that has great mobility, can extend the play. It's something that you guys as a defense are going to have to be aware of.
Yeah. Of course. Tyrod, he has a really good deep ball. He can extend plays with the best of them. I mean, he has flashes of like Michael Vick type skills. So it's something you definitely have to be aware for. And with LeSean kind of nicked up, hey, that's just, we're lucky for that, because he's a very dynamic running back. But if he's able to play, believe me, he's going to give us all. He's not going to half-step it. I feel like we got the upper hand.
And right now, McCoy looks like a game-time decision. That's the official word out of Buffalo. But is that something you guys will keep an eye on all week, Calais? Does it affect game planning?
Oh, yeah, but I expect him to play. You know, I mean, he's going to give it his best shot. I mean, this is the playoffs, and, I mean, you don't get many opportunities like this. So, you know, I expect him to be out there, and, I mean, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to contain what he does. But he's a great player, one of the best in the league. You know, I've played against him quite a few times, and I have the utmost respect for him.
I think as a player, you're willing to do a lot of different things to be able to play in the playoffs.
Yes.
Medically, that you might not do in the regular season, so I would expect him to be ready to go.
I get your gist. Baptist Health game-changing moments. We're doing a little bit differently right now, going back throughout the regular season, see some of the game-changing moments of the year. And how about Telvin Smith against Pittsburgh? Jacksonville burst on the national scene, Jeff, in this game.
Well, and because they got 5 interceptions of Ben Roethlisberger, and Ben Roethlisberger was asked on his radio, on a radio show, I think it was today, and he was asked who he'd like to see when they do finally play a game in the playoffs, and he said Jacksonville. He said because he wants to be able to show that that's not him.
Wow. I like it, the fact that he's rooting for the Jags this weekend.
He is.
Jump on the bandwagon, Big Ben, and maybe we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Baptist Health game-changing moment number 2 on the season. Remember the Seattle game here at home? The Jags trying to win the division, punch a ticket to the playoffs. Seattle had come back and tied it up, and then Keelan Cole from Blake Bortles.
All right, so I got a trivia question. Over the last 5 weeks in the regular season of the National Football League, who leads the league in receiving yards?
Let me guess, Keelan Cole.
Keelan Cole, 475 yards, and he ended up the season as the 3rd highest ranked rookie in receiving yards, and he was undrafted.
Elias, for that correct answer, you get an AFC South championship hat. Congratulations. Time for our Baptist Health game-changing moment number 1, and how about the win over the Chargers in overtime? A.J. Boye's had a Pro Bowl year, and he had a couple of picks that day.
Well, and this was big overtime, and obviously to be able to take it back down to almost in a position to just walk it in. An outstanding job by A.J. Boye. He is the highest-ranked corner in the National Football League this year. And what an acquisition, along with these guys that are next to us. A.J. Boye has been outstanding.
We talked about the tickets. Sold-out crowd at Everbank Field on Sunday, 1 o'clock. It's quiet right now, but I can't wait for Sunday morning. That tailgate will be real, and then inside that stadium will be electric on CBS 47 at 1 o'clock. We will see everyone there, of course. Let's talk about the Jaguars' offense. Sputtered a little bit against Tennessee, Jeff, but they will have to come up big in the playoffs.
Well, I think it's about the running game. You know, I mean, you guys know that as a defense, Tennessee's the perfect example. You know, when Tennessee is able to run the football, they become a harder offense to stop. And for you guys offensively, the running game is important. It matters.
Yeah, especially come playoff time. I mean, playoffs, you have to be able to run the ball to be successful. I mean, everybody, you know, across the league, if you can run the ball in the playoffs, you have a chance to win the game.
Blake Bortles has played well the second half of the year. What have you seen from Blake, from what perception was maybe to reality when you joined this football team, Marcel?
He's missing a couple targets that I see that's very critical for him, really important. But he's still been able to make plays, still been able to move the ball. They opened the playbook for him a little bit more because he was running so much during the beginning of the season. And we have a couple of nicks on running back, so he just made a couple of changes. And he's shown some upside, and he's just steady, continuously building himself and filling himself through the weapons that he has.
A lot of attention on Marcel Darius, of course, because of the Bills and Jags connection. But Doug Marrone used to coach the Buffalo Bills for a couple of years. And then Paul Posluszny was drafted by the Buffalo Bills. We talk about no playoff experience. Posluszny's been in the league for 10 years, and he's finally going to get it.
Well, and it's good for him. And look, you know, as much as all players want to celebrate Paul Posluszny, this is about an opportunity. You know, and it doesn't matter whether it's your first opportunity or your eighth. Is that right for you?
Fifth
opportunity. It's all about that, you know, and it's not about Doug Marrone and Marcel Darius. This is about the Jaguars, and this is about the Bills, and it's a great opportunity for this football team, and I look forward to watching them seize it.
All right, we'll see if they can do it on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. More to come on that football game. Jeff takes us to the film room to talk more about this football game coming up, what to expect on Sunday. That's next from Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Jaguars All Access. It's playoff time in Jacksonville here on CBS 47.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
Welcome back here to Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Brent Martineau along with Calais Campbell, and that's Moose. You know him. He won those Super Bowl tickets earlier in the year on Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Yeah, he gets the chance of Moose. You can hear it here at Mellow Mushroom. Welcome back, everybody, on a playoff week. Jags and Bills coming up. Check out these shoes, by the way, Calais. First time you're seeing them. The number 93.
Yeah, those are sweet right
there. And then the Ark Jackson National Down Syndrome Society for Moose, and I think he's going to wear these at the Super Bowl.
That's cool, man. Moose is a rock star.
Yeah, he is a rock star here at Mellow Mushroom and all around the city of Jacksonville, and so are you, and so much so that everybody was asking, what the heck is wrong with Calais Campbell's helmet on Sunday? What was that all about?
It was so cold. I was putting it on the heater to try to warm it up before I went out there, and I messed with the paint a little bit.
Yeah, so it messed up the paint, so everybody's been asking that question. How cold was it for you guys out there in Tennessee?
Oh, it was the coldest game I played in a long time. I don't think I've ever played anything any colder.
Do you feel any different playing in that weather, or you think you guys are now hardened for the postseason if you do have to play in some cold temperatures?
Oh, yeah, we're battle-tested. We know we can handle it, you know, when it comes to that. But at the end of the day, it's always better to play in the warm weather.
That's right. It'll be about 55, 58 degrees here in Jacksonville. Perfect football weather on Sunday for the Jags and Bills game. Let's send it over to Jeff Loggeman as he breaks down this game coming up on Sunday. Hey, Jeff.
All right, Brennan, the Bills quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, certainly presents a unique skill set at the quarterback position. Let's jump into the Baptist Health film room and take a look at what makes him so unique. The Jaguars have to be aware of Tyrod Taylor's running ability and the read option. It's a simple play. When Tyrod Taylor sticks the ball into the stomach of the running back, and it won't be LeSean McCoy more than likely, he's taking a peek at the defensive end. If the defensive end crashes and chases the running back, he pulls it out and keeps it and goes to the outside, just like he does on this one. He is truly a running threat. And Tyrod Taylor's favorite target easily, Clay, the tight end. He's in man coverage here with the safety, and he does a great job of beating him in coverage. Watch for the quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, to find Clay all the time. When the Jaguars are good in coverage, they have to be prepared for something like this. The Dolphins are good in coverage, and Tyrod Taylor has a clean pocket, but he leaves the pocket, much like Russell Wilson will do at times. And when he does this, it stresses coverage. And you can see that the Dolphins have great respect for the abilities of Tyrod Taylor out of the pocket because they have a spy watching him the entire time. But still, Tyrod Taylor extends the play, gets out of the pocket, and finds a very large receiver in Kelvin Benjamin. The Jaguars have to be ready to plaster their coverage on the receivers when Tyrod Taylor extends the play. And, Brent, one of the ways that you can plaster in coverage is play a lot of man, you know, because you know that Tyrod Taylor is going to get out of the pocket. 27%, over 27% of his dropbacks, he ends up outside the pocket.
Very interesting. And, again, worth noting, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. 4 interceptions on the season. But people aren't in love with Tyrod Taylor because they actually benched him earlier in the year.
No, and one of the reasons I think, or one of the things you want to do against him is that last one of those plays that we talked about was the spy technique. Is because he doesn't make a lot of mistakes when he's pressured. But you want to make sure that his legs don't end up moving the sticks all the time when he becomes a runner.
We saw that with Marcus Mariota just a couple of days ago. Coming up here on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group, Calais Campbell one-on-one with the money man, Marcel Darius. That's next from Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Jaguars fans, the Fuel Up the Play 60 program is back in 2017. The Dairy Council is encouraging kids to choose healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes a day. Find Fuel Up the Play 60 on Facebook and learn how you can join the program.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Everbank, it's your money, make the most of it. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
We are staying warm here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale, warming up the bellies a little bit with some good pizza here at Mellow Mushroom. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Loggeman, Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group.
All right, Calais, has Marcel officially joined Saxonville because he got his first sack Sunday in Tennessee?
Yeah, that sack was sweet, man. He definitely is he's already a member, but now he's officially, you know, a member. You know, we took to social media to reach out to you to ask some questions, you know, from the fans. This first one's from Hunter Barbary. How confident are you in this defense?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. With you and Malik and Jan and Avery, man, you guys helped me out a lot. So it's like you make me feel comfortable, so I'm feeling very confident in the things I'm doing out there, trying not to mess up what you guys got going on, just trying to keep it smooth and helping any way I possibly can, bro.
And you're doing a lot more than helping, man. Hey, you balled last week, man. I expect a lot of you this week.
I'll try.
This next one's from Ozeka. What do you eat before every game? Yeah, I feel like that's because you're a big guy. They want to know what you're eating before the game, man. Go ahead. What you got?
My go-to meal is the breakfast of champions, a nice tall cup of coffee with a little bowl of cornflakes.
He doesn't eat that much. I eat a lot more than he does. All right, this last one's from Blue Boy 90Y. Here we go. Favorite part of playing in Jacksonville?
Favorite part about playing in Jacksonville? It's really being around the camaraderie of you guys, man.
I used to say that, man. I like playing with you too, man. We cast a lot of damage.
I mean, it's pretty cool, man. It's like I don't have to come in and be over and beyond. I just got to continue to just kind of fit in and do my thing, and you guys make it so easy for me. And there's no egos. Everybody's just – the only ego is everybody's trying to be the best they possibly can be.
That's it, man.
And that's smooth, man. I can do that. That's easy money.
Man, you taught me something already, man. We live in elite, you know.
Live at the elite.
Live in elite.
Get comfortable.
Just like this show, man. Living in elite. All right, yeah. Brent, back to you.
There you go. Hey, the last time the Jaguars won a playoff game? Pittsburgh, 2008-2007 season. You remember, right? Here are some pictures as we send you to break. And, yeah, they're about to do it again Sunday here at home. That's what they're saying at Mellow Mushroom. We'll be right back.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Hey, we got to get ready to get this city rocking here on a playoff week in Jacksonville, Florida. Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Mello Mushroom in Avondale. Fred Martin along with Jeff Lagerman, Marcel Darius, and Calais Campbell. Let's check out our G-Series Prime headlines for the week. And, well, we know what it is. Pittsburgh awaits the winner of this one in a couple of weeks. Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on the call to get the A1 team for CBS on Sunday. And it'll be a sold-out crowd, the hottest ticket of wild card weekend. Get there early. The Jags want you there early. Mobile devices only, so you'll have to work through that. But get in for kickoff. You don't want to miss the excitement.
No, and for you guys, the atmosphere is going to be crazy. You got to be looking forward to that.
Yes, I am. You know, this fan base has been, really excited this whole year. You know, hungry, just bringing us that energy week in and week out. So I'm excited to go out there and do it for them.
Marcel, you can feed off that energy, can't you?
I mean, of course, who couldn't, man? We need that 12th man out there to come help us out. We need the noise when we need him. We need him to be quiet when we need him. So I'm pretty sure they'll be able to follow through with the plans and It's going to be a fun one.
All right, Marcel Darius, Calais Campbell, go get it done. Week one of the playoffs. We'll be talking about another playoff game in a couple of weeks. For Jeff Lagerman, I'm Brent Martineau. Have a fun week, everybody. We'll see you Sunday at Everbank Field.